Great. So our editor, Matthew Cicilelli, was the one who cut all that together. Matthew had a big week himself, and so I wanted him to have the last word in terms of things that went down this week. Here's Matthew Cicilelli.
Hi, my name's Matthew Cicilelli, and this is what my boyfriend Tao and I have been doing during this lockdown. Now, I've read a lot of stories about how some people are already running out of shows to watch or are getting bored while practicing social distancing. One activity I can recommend that is definitely not boring is trying to get married during a quarantine. So, Tao and I have been together for 4 years, and on Wednesday, March 18th, we were planning to get married. It was going to be a small civil ceremony at the Beverly Hills Courthouse, with family and friends flying in from out of town. Then, a nice dinner, then drinks with friends at a rooftop bar. We thought this would be a nice, cozy wedding day, and that was the plan. Right up until March 12th, when things started to change. Now, Tao and I had a lot of conversations back and forth. Should we cancel the drinks? Should we cancel the dinner? Should we ask our family not to come here? We spent so much time going back and forth on each of these questions that a lot of the questions were answered for us. First, the bars and clubs closed. We sent out a sad email to our friends. Then the restaurants closed. We sent out another email. Our family wisely canceled their flights. Instead, they asked us to record the ceremony so they could see it. And we promised we would. The celebration was canceled, but the wedding was still on, because surely they wouldn't close down the courthouses as soon, right? Well, on Monday, March 16th, just to be sure, I checked the Beverly Hills Courthouse website, and they closed it. And so, just like everything else, our courthouse wedding was canceled. Now, when I was on the phone with them, they did mention that we could still get married somewhere else if we had an officiant. But finding an officiant right away in the middle of a quarantine seemed impossible. Tao and I spent a few moments just staring into space. Maybe we weren't going to get married on the 18th after all. Maybe it was going to be weeks or months or who knows how long before we could marry each other. It felt like we had lost. We had tried so hard to get one step ahead of the coronavirus. We pared down the wedding. We limited the number of guests, but the coronavirus was one step ahead of us. All our plans had been canceled. Now, eventually, we shook ourselves out of our funk. Tao reminded me that 8 is a lucky number in China, so the 18th must be somewhat lucky, so something has to go right with the wedding eventually. And eventually, something did. I remembered I know an officiant. John Basinger Flores works for my alma mater, Ithaca College, and in his spare time, he's a professional officiant. I gave him a call, and he's such a great guy that, even though this was ridiculously short notice, he agreed to marry us on the 18th. We just had to find a place. So we thought, instead of getting married indoors, we could use social distancing to our advantage and get married outside in a park. Once again, luck was on our side. We held our ceremony at 8 in the morning on the 18th at the Lake Hollywood Park, right below the Hollywood sign. So with the sun rising over the Hollywood Hills, the smell of morning dew in the air, and no one but us at the park, Tao and I got married. John performed a wonderful ceremony, witnessed by our best friend who also took pictures and video so we could share it with our family later. This ceremony was so different from the courthouse wedding we were expecting just a week earlier. Instead of a large group, there were 4 of us. Instead of being in a courthouse, we were in a park. It wasn't what we were expecting. It was better. Tao described it to one of his friends like this. Our wedding was so quiet and peaceful. We were able to just enjoy each other and focus on each other during this moment that was meant for just the two of us. At the same time, we had all of nature as our witness. It felt like the whole world was just quietly listening while we both said, "I do."
I mean, my heart, right? Like,
yeah, I know. My heart just breaks. Matthew is one of the kindest, most gentlest, wonderful people I've met. And I met him through Script Notes. So he was coming to our Script Notes live shows. He was an editor, a video editor. I had a hunch he could probably cut podcasts. So I asked him to cut a demo podcast. He did a great job and he's been cutting ever since. I'm so happy for him.
Yeah, congrats, guys.
Matthew was in Japan for a year. They made it through all that. So it's just great when great things happen during challenging times. So I'm so happy for the two of them.
Yes. Love still blossoms.